As we remain standing, J.C. Colon will come and read the scripture for today.
Good morning. The wife of noble character. A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with angered hands. She is like the merchant's ships, bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it's still dark. She provides food for her family and provision for her servants' girls. She considers her field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her task. She sees that her trading is profitable, and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes covering for her bed. She is clothed in fine line and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes lined garments and sells them, and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of illness. Her children arise and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpasses them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman with fears, the woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward she has earned, and let her work bring her praise at the city gates. May God bless you today in Mother's Day, and bless those to be mother.
Amen. Please be seated. It's such a blessing to be here today in worship because today we are celebrating our mothers or our spouse, wife, mother of our children, our sister or grandmother or a teacher or a leader or a counselor or a nurse or a doctor or anyone, any woman in our lives who have impacted us so much that we cannot say thank you enough. It is a special blessing from God to have wonderful women in our lives. And so we celebrate, we honor their lives. We give thanks to God for the wonderful blessings. Now, talking about all the mothers, all the women, sisters, grandmothers, teachers, wives. These are godly people, godly women, godly mother sent from God. And in the Bible, we have a number of examples of godly mothers, a number of stories. We all know Eve. In Hebrew, it is Chava, and it literally means the mother of all living. We have another example, Sarah, the elderly mother who loved at the notion of having children. She was beyond her age, but God blessed her. She was a blessing, and she gave birth to Isaac, and she became the mother of the nation. How many of you know the name of the mother of Moses? Miriam was the sister. It's No. It's very rare. The name is very rare, so we don't often use, because we quickly jump to Moses and the miracle and the saving and the plagues and manna and the Ten Commandments. And so sometimes we quickly jump to all the important events in the life of Moses that we forget her name, and it's rarely mentioned. Her name is Yocheved. Yeah, it's with J, but in Hebrew it's with Y. No, it's all right. And we are going to use J. But Spanish will still say yo, so. Either way, it's fine. And we have Naomi. Naomi is a faithful mother-in-law to Ruth. And her faithfulness to her family with produced the line of David. And Hannah is another faithful mother who prayed to God to answer her prayer. And during Mother's Day, we always pray and we always read from 1 Samuel about the prayer of Hannah. And I would like to tell you, Hannah prayed to God for something. And it doesn't necessarily have to be for a child. For some of us, we are praying for our health. Maybe for some of us, we are praying for our relationship. Maybe for some of us, we are praying for God's direction. And so whatever we pray for, God answered her prayer. She was faithful. She was trustworthy. And we are talking about that. And we are not only talking about being a barren to a mother of a child. We could be praying for anything, for our career, for direction in God's life, but God answered her prayer. And so Hannah is an example of a mother who prayed to God. And we have another example of Mary, the mother of Jesus. Today we are all here because of our mothers. What would we do without our mothers or our wives? We can safely say we will be lost without them. First of all, we will not exist without our mother. And so mothers play such an important role in our lives, in our society, in the family, and everywhere. Mothers are very important. The role of mother is very, very important in the proper development of healthy children, healthy family. And that's why we are celebrating Mother's Day today. But the question is, we have heard this story hundreds of times about the origin of Mother's Day. How did it start? When did it begin? We celebrate Mother's Day today because of one woman's dream. Just after the Civil War, one woman had a dream to reunite the nation. It was to be a day to remember mothers who lost their sons in the war. And so Anna Reeves Jarvis wanted to create a memorial day for mothers. She worked hard, and one of her daughter's youngest children saw how her mother worked so hard to reunite a war-torn nation. But unfortunately, she died. But the dream of that wonderful woman continued on, passed on. So when her mother died, Anna Jarvis, same name, was determined to see her mother's dream come alive. And so Anna worked so hard to establish the first Mother's Day, the second Sunday in May, as Mother's Day. And so in 1907, in Grafton, West Virginia, she established, she started Mother's Day. And by 1910, the Mother's Day was celebrated in almost 45 states, in Puerto Rico, Hawaii is part of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. And on May 8, 1914, Woodrow Wilson designated the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day. And that's why we celebrate Mother's Day on the second Sunday of May every year. And the dream of Anna Reeves Jarvis is still alive today. In many ways, the love of mother is like the love of God in so many ways. Because she is more concerned about the well-being for her children than her own. She is more concerned about her family, her children. She would sacrifice everything for her children. And so today, we would like to just point out, we know, we experience every day a mother, a spouse, a wife, a sister, the good quality of a godly mother. We would like to just share some of those. One of them is self-sacrifice. A mother, a wife, a sister sacrifice a lot for people around her, for her loved ones. And this story we can find from a story called of David Lloyd George. We can see a classic example of a mother's sacrifice from David Lloyd George. This young mother was traveling across South Wales one day, carrying a tiny baby when she was suddenly overtaken by a fierce snowstorm. And so the woman and her child never reached their destination. And when the storm subsided, a large search party went out looking for her and her child. And the search party discovered that the woman died from extreme exposure to snow. However, they were surprised to find that the child was still alive. She did something amazing. She took out all her layers, jacket, and covered the child with her jackets and down jackets. And she went over the body of the baby, and she was covering the baby, giving the baby the warmth from her body with her clothes, with her jacket, and she was covering the baby inside. She gave her life to save the baby. And years later, the baby grew up to become Prime Minister of Great Britain, one of England's greatest statesmen, all because of one mother's sacrifice. Mothers all over the world make a variety of sacrifices on behalf of their family, sometimes even sacrificing their own life. Mothers sacrifice their physical life to protect the children, and your family. Mothers make physical sacrifice from the very beginning of motherhood. Pain of labor, daily routines that drain, the sacrifice of physical needs and wants. Mothers play, wives play different kinds of roles and functions in the family, from nurse to social worker to secretary to dietitian to gardener to taxi driver to housekeeper, and they do a lot of many thankless jobs and receive little credit to no credit at all. Mothers also sacrifice a lot of their emotions, emotional sacrifice. No one has more of an emotional investment in children. There are times when children break a mother's heart. And there are times when the emotional investment returns nothing. Times when they hurt because their children hurt. Mothers also sacrifice their spiritual life, their spiritual time, in order for their family, for the children. They train up children in the spiritual aspect of life, reading scriptures with them when they are young, spending times of prayer for children, praying together every night before they go to bed, praying together before meal, praying before they go out, and praying for them when they are out at school, showing them and teaching them about God's love. These are wonderful mothers. We also learned about boundless grace from mothers. A mother's grace is the closest thing we human can understand about God's grace. The grace of a mother, a wife, truly seems to have little to no bounds. Mothers may lose their patience sometimes, may lose their temper, may even feel like they are losing their minds, but they never lose their grace. Godly mothers always have a sense of forgiveness and general graciousness that will never, never go away. It is a very rare and special quality. Mothers are special because one day, Akam and I, we were driving around, and on the radio, there was just a conversation about, okay, if men were to bear children, if men were to become pregnant, how long will they need maternity leave? Mother's grace, we cannot express. We cannot compare. A godly mother gets her grace from God. Only God could give such a grace. Grace that becomes the strength and foundation of mother's courage and faithfulness to her family. And it is this grace that gives mothers, wives, the ability to forgive and accept her children and her spouse after and when they fail. Mothers also show, wives also show, godly women also show complete trust and belief in God. A godly wife, mother, woman trusts and believes in God. Godly woman puts her trust in God all the time, that God will perfect his plan for the children and that God is in control of any and every situation in life. martyrs always put your trust that God will finish his plan with the best possible outcome. Martyrs also believe in your children, that no matter what, they will always become somebody someday. We can also see the example of endless love from godly woman, godly mother, godly wife. Love is the quality that we can describe about a godly woman. Love is the major driving force in the godly mother. Godly mothers have a deep sense not only for their children and spouse, but even for God. When the children are resting, when the husband and the spouse are doing something else, godly mothers always kneel down and pray for the blessings, for their family, and for everything in life. This love is what motivates and develops the rest of the love that is in your life. Without the love of God, without the love for God, the rest of your life, the rest of your love will be incomplete. Because there is a saying called, love is fuel for life. When life gets rough, love gives strength. When life gets tough, love gives power. When life lets you down, love gives encouragement. When life seems empty, love gives meaning. When life gets mundane, love gives enthusiasm. When life seems sad, love gives joy. And when life gets confusing, love gives clarity. Once Abraham Lincoln said, "No one is poor who has a godly mother." And that is true of every godly woman in our lives. For all these wonderful, wonderful, amazing qualities of godly mother, godly woman, today we celebrate and honor them in order to properly honor our mothers, our sisters, our daughters, our spouse, our teachers, our leaders, our counselors, our nurses. Here are some of the things we can do. Always pray for them every day. Always pray for strength, pray for wisdom, and pray for spiritual passion. We can always remember to appreciate them every step of their way. Our work is not done. A mother's work, a spouse's, a wife's work is never done. We know how hard our wives and our mothers work to take care of us. But the question is, how often do we take time to thank them for all they do? One day a year is not nearly enough to do them justice. And so I have an assignment for every one of us, children who have mothers, women who have mothers, spouse who have wives, who have sisters, who have teachers, who have counselors, who have leaders. As an exercise of thankfulness, I would like for all of us to make a list of 31 things that your mother your wife does for you that she seldom ever gets thanked for. So over the next 31 days, find a way to thank her for each item on the list. You are to make a list, 31, for 31 days, and thank her for the things she does for you. If you don't have a mother, if you have a sister, if you have a daughter, you can still thank them. And this will let them know you appreciate them, and it will be far better gift than anything you can buy at the store. Love them. Tell them you love them and appreciate them for their sacrifice. Show them how much you care and honor them every day. Most importantly, always pray for God's special blessings on your lives. So I would like to call all the mother women to please stand up. And all the ladies. Let's all give them a big hand. Happy Mother's Day, and God bless you. Please be seated. Let us pray. Dear brothers and sisters, be assured that God's love surrounds us and never let us go, even though there are times when we may let go of God. Know that we are all loved unconditionally, even though there are times when we are anything but loving. Let us therefore go forth from this place and love others as God loves us, as shown by the life of His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.